cool. Og næste punkt på programmet er Julia Bond, der laver programmet Domestic Utopias. Hun fortæller om forskellige utopiske måder at leve sammen og forskellige utopiske måder at leve på. Hun har lavet nogle interviews fra eller i Aarhus. I går var det interviews fra Berlin. Ja, vi skal lige have sat en computer til.
So yes, hello. This is the second show of Domestic Utopias. And yesterday we heard some interviews, people I interviewed in Berlin around the topic of how do we want to live, how do they want to live. This is relating to the questions of what we want and what we can do, of the temporary radio, radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. So today I went around Aarhus and I described what I did in Berlin, and I interviewed a few people about their utopian ideas or even pragmatic ideas for how they want to live, how they want to live together, share space, maybe with even less walls, or what their ideas are for living together. And I'm going to start with some music and then play the interviews.
Ideas
for future housing, or
yes, for utopian housing, like how you would want to live.
Definitely with more space where people can interact, like we're doing right now, like sitting outdoors.
Yes.
And yesterday I saw a fox in the in like the very small park where I live, and I was terrified of it being hit by a car. So future urbanism definitely be something where it is safe for people to interact and also animals to be, I think. And definitely where you are able to bike everywhere. I think Aarhus is quite far behind, considered to Copenhagen. It's still dangerous to bike and still dangerous to walk around.
There's a lot of car traffic here, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So definitely like a car, no car existing city where you can drive to. Yeah, it could be nice to have like this huge parking lot outside the city where you can park your car and then get one ticket to use the buses inside the city. It could be nice. So we only have buses and bicycles and pedestrians. And definitely if it could be possible not to have any waste, food waste, that could be nice.
Food waste also as in plastic?
Yeah, like get a better recycling system. And also like use the food, like I'm very like for example, like 7-Eleven and chains like that are not able to, because of politics, to give away the food. They just throw it out, and I think that's ridiculous. When there are homeless people on the street, they can really use it.
Yeah.
But they like, and I know someone who got fired because they gave away the food waste they had, and I think that's absurd. And definitely something that could create a better system for.
Yeah.
Not being afraid of losing any money, mm-hmm. And not being afraid of creating less instead of always having the same amount.
Uh-huh.
And
having less, too much in the end. And
yeah, exactly.
Throwing it away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a good question. I want to have my city to look like.
Or your house even, or
yeah. My house should definitely be made out of something from the nature, and it should be and it should be like having solar panels, like maybe only created by solar panels. That could be nice. And then like my house should be having a life itself, and not doing any harm to the planet. It could be super, because right now I live like in a concrete hill. That's not so pretty, and it's not really healthy for anyone. And a more community-based city, that could be nice. So you have actually interaction with the neighbors. But there's also something with the infrastructure, creating spaces like this where you can meet and interact.
How would you like to live?
Oh, I would like to live as a community, a whole. I would like to live with less stores and more markets, with fruits and veggies, you know, and for a lesser price. And I would like for people to garden their own fruits and vegetables more, because that's what we, when it comes down to it, that's what we need to do, you know?
Yeah.
And I like the I'm from Hawaii, so yeah, I like small wooden houses,
okay.
You know, nothing too extravagant, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you live in a wooden house now, or?
No, I live in an apartment, you know, in Denmark, but I'm from Hawaii, so yeah, all my houses were made of wood before.
Yeah.
The winter time. I like the winter time when it's Christmas. But once Christmas is over, I'm over the winter. We don't need winter anymore. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, in school, I think psychology should be mandatory, so people can understand themselves and their friends, and everybody can understand themselves a little more. Better than math. More important than math, I think.
Okay.
And yeah, like I said, gardening is important.
Gardening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you now growing your own vegetables?
My mom does.
In Denmark?
My mom in Denmark, my girlfriend's mom, she grows her own vegetables, and in Hawaii we grow our own vegetables too, and fruits. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important, because when it comes down to it, if we don't have technology, we're not going to survive. We don't know that. Yeah.
And would you build your own house as well? Or?
Well, it depends on the weather. You know, in Denmark you'd have to make your own house, you know? You mean build my own house or a garden house?
Yeah.
Your own house, yeah. I think we all should be able to build our own house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There should be land that's available to build on. Everybody gets an equal amount of land, I think. Yeah.
And with how many people would you want to live in a space?
I'd say, you know, it depends on how much the parents, how much kids they have, you know, mm-hmm. so... Mm-hmm. But I'd say a bare minimum, 6 people per house, mm-hmm. you know, at the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because everybody's going to have their own house, you know, it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So I think that's what I believe. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
I would love to live with the sun all the time.
With yes. sun?
Yeah, also inside sun.
That would be nice, like a house with much glass on the front, so you have sun all the time. Yeah, that would be really nice. And together with other people, like also when you got family and stuff, have a big house, few families together, like this huge community. I would love that. But
yeah, and then making food together, playing music,
hanging out, working together.
So like a commune?
Yeah, something like that. But not like a commune that stays away from the normal society, but a commune with which is integrated into the society, like that. Because I have the feeling most communes, they are like, they want to stay out of the public and want to
islands.
yeah and want to do their own stuff, but you could imagine how it would be like living in a community which is one big commune. Mm-hmm. That would be nice,
and where other people are allowed to come and they are glad to come because it's nice. And maybe water in front of the house so you can take a bath in the morning.
Yeah.
We're actually about to finding a boat to live on.
Yeah. Live on a boat.
Live on a boat.
So you can always travel in around with your stuff and all.
And you're going to be on the Baltic Sea?
No, actually we're planning to start in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And find a place there next to Christiania. You can live there.
There's some pirate places for boats.
And just waking up in the morning on the sea, it would be wonderful.
So that's our project for the summer.
And you're going to stay there for the summer or for longer?
No, for always, I think.
For always?
Yeah.
Always.
Make it a little house on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how many of you?
Just the two of us.
Nice.
A small boat.
A small boat, yeah. And then you are going to go around and meet other people on boats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people who don't got boats for the night.
Yeah. How about you?
Really good.
How would you like to live?
In the future?
Yeah.
In the streets.
In the street?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess where my life is, right? I don't know how. But maybe live like a nomad in a car. And then I drive to... Yeah, I don't have a driver's license. Yeah,
you can borrow drive my camping wagon.
I can drive, yeah, okay. So, next to the boat, in the camping wagon.
Yeah.
I guess I think everyone should live together in big halls.
No, you can't live with us.
In big halls.
In big halls, yeah. Maybe then you put up a linnet or something if you want as your private space.
Do you want to live like that?
That's like you live now in your school.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that live in colony gardens where they live for free. Mm-hmm. And then they have small gardens and they gone back to their roots and experimenting with building their own houses and living without power and this sort of stuff.
They are allowed to build their own houses on the garden?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, they kind of rent the garden, right?
No, they buy one.
They buy one?
Yeah, they buy one. It's like 40,000 kroner, so then you got your own house, but no power and this stuff, right? And then it's very cold winters, I guess. That's the thing. The winter, it's not, if you lived in Malibu or... like Africa or something. It's hot all year round, so you know, you could do whatever. But,
everybody should live together in a big hall.
That's
how many people would live there?
I don't know. Like
every citizen of Denmark
in one hall. Nah, I don't know. Just like the gym halls, you know, from when you were little in schools. Uh-huh. if we just lived in those. Well, I don't know. Maybe like...
Would you like to live like that?
I don't know. But maybe if you were raised in a place without walls and like these confinements that this is, then you would perhaps have a very
different way.
Then like the room you're in is like the air you breathe or something like that.
Even a tent is like a lighter kind of wall, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a nomad, like you were saying, you were maybe thinking of living like a nomad.
A nomad in a tent. Yeah, I guess.
I really like to live in rooms that are movable, like boats or stuff like that, or micro houses that you can move as well.
On a bike, just live on a bike.
Just good strong legs.
Yeah. Super fresh and sporty. Good.
Yeah.
Well. I would say on a boat, on a houseboat. I would like to, on a houseboat with a lot of windows.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, but I'm not so full of fantasy. But yeah, but a houseboat would be nice.
Yeah.
But do you want it to be more crazy?
No, it doesn't have to be crazy. It can be like. And how many people would be on that boat? Just yourself or?
Yeah, actually, just myself, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the rest of the family could have another houseboat.
Okay, yeah.
So it could be like a city of houseboats combined with bridges.
Yeah, so you would stay in a place or you would go around with a boat?
I would stay in a place, but I would like to have the opportunity to sail because it's much nicer to sail than to go by car or a plane. It would also be cool to live in a train wagon, because that's my favorite means of transportation, train and boat. So
boat is a bit more flexible still.
Yeah,
the trains have to be like tracks.
Exactly. So maybe boat is what I...
Yeah.
What I... Thank you.
So yes, these were the interviews that I did in Aarhus today. And given that it's interesting to look at utopian ideas and wishes for what should change, that they come from current society, I thought it would be what was interesting to see what's needed at the moment or what people want at the moment and analyze a bit where it comes from. So the main difference that I noticed was that in Aarhus, some of the people who I interviewed thought of living more mobile, like for example on boats, bicycles, train wagons, and like a nomad on the road. Whereas in Berlin, most of the interviewed people envisaged a community in a house, so more stable, I'd say, where people have their own space, like they have their own flat or even have a small flat share, but then they have, with a bigger community, shared facilities and shared rooms, shared spaces where they would be in exchange or where they could also care for each other and look after each other, which might also have to do with the fact that people in Aarhus that I interviewed were on average a bit younger, so maybe still a bit more wanting to move around. And in Berlin, people are kind of trying to find places to live, and it's becoming more and more difficult as the rent prices are increasing, which I think is also the case in Aarhus, where the rents are really high, and even in the suburbs, rents are really increasing. So there is definitely the need for alternatives to the current housing system and the rental system also, and the how people can buy and rent. In Berlin, there are many groups at the moment getting together and trying to buy or even build a house according to their needs and wishes, which is of course also involves having enough money. So occupying empty buildings is not such a big trend at the moment in Berlin, I'd have to say. But I'm going to read out again some of the statements with some time to think about what kind of society it would be if we could live like that, or if there would be more options other than what is available now and what the current kind of standards are of living together. So I'm going to read a mixture of Berlin and Aarhus statements with time to reflect on them. Everybody should live together in big halls. We would have solar panels all over the house. City space should be reorganized to dissolve the boundaries of houses, roads, and footpaths. There should be water in front of the house. Everybody should grow their own vegetables. Houses that are movable. There would be an attitude to consider oneself and the others as guests. Psychology should be mandatory in school. Living on a bicycle. People wouldn't want to watch television anymore. There would be no more cars in the streets. My house should have a life itself. The rent system has to be abolished. Houses without walls. Living in a train wagon. Everybody should get a piece of land to build a house and grow vegetables on. Housing should be free for everybody. Variety and tolerance are two important aspects. Houses made from natural materials or recycled materials. A city of houseboats. Living on a houseboat connected with other houseboats through bridges. Caring for others concerning health and finances. The room you are in is like the air you breathe. Living as a nomad. Communities of 5 to 30 people. More spaces to meet and exchange. living, working, hanging out together. Open and binding communication structures to negotiate individual needs and resources. Communal ways of living and sharing facilities. Living with the sun. Living in a big community where people like to come. There would be more attention to what my neighbor needs. Open and binding communication structures to negotiate individual needs and resources. To create something together. So these are some ideas to think about further and maybe also to act upon, to actually instigate some change. So this was around the topic of what do we want, and now we can see what we can do, maybe. Yeah, this was the second show of Domestic Utopias, and I'm going to play some music again, and then the next show can start, which will be the Squirrel Seashell Leprechaun show. And yes, we are here live in the Kunsthalle Aarhus, in the temporary radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. Let people pay attention to each other.
You can believe what you want to believe. If you want to believe what you want to believe, see what you want to see, hear what you